In the West, there's always been stuff in the ground that can make you rich. Gold, silver, oil, and now dinosaur bones. For-profit companies have started hunting the hills for fossils. Stacey Vanek Smith of our Planet Money podcast reports on the booming business of bones.
Randy Reese lives on a cattle ranch in northeastern Montana. The only way to get to his house is a long drive down a really rough dirt road. One day, about 2 years ago, he saw a couple of guys driving down that road.
The guy showed up with a fruit basket.
Did a fruit basket?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Ask if they could go out and look around for fossils, I guess.
Look around for fossils. Reese is this really modest, quiet guy. They offered him $5,000 to look around, and if they found something, Reese would get a 10% cut of the profit.
And they came back this year, and they thought they found a T-Rex. So that was kind of exciting.
There was a T-Rex in Randy Reese's backyard. His son Shane kept an eye on the dig, picked up some phrases from the fossil diggers.
They found new orbital eye socket-like bones, and maybe like...
ornamental, he said.
Yeah, like the scaly kind of bones that go on like their skin or something, like horns. So it's the most complete T-Rex skull ever found.
In the U.S., if you find a T-Rex or some other fossil on your land, you own it. You don't have to turn it over to the government or scientists. You can sell it to the highest bidder. The market for fossils has exploded over the last couple decades. There are hundreds of private companies with fruit baskets knocking on doors all over Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming. That is some of the best fossil hunting country in the world. Jack Horner is a paleontologist at the Museum of the Rockies. He says when the private guys come in, the science gets lost.
When we're looking for scientific information, you know, the rock around it and how the thing is laying and exactly where it is geologically and geographically, that's all important information for us.
Not so much for private companies. Horner says they are all about get in, get bones, get out. And when Randy Reese's sons, CB and Shane, take me to the dig site for their T-Rex, it's kind of a mess.
Whoa! Yeah. It's like a construction site.
They walk me over to the spot where the T-Rex was found. And sitting out in the dirt is this huge plaster lump, about the size of a bumper car.
Whoa, that looks like there's still bones out here. Oh my God, there's still a plaster left.
Wow.
That better not be the skull.
Dinosaur bones are placed in plaster to protect them while they get moved. And the Reese's think this is the skull of their T-Rex. It's been sitting here for more than a month.
They should have gotten it out by now, because pretty soon they're not going to be able to get it out. Once winter hits, this is going to be stuck here. That's $1 million sitting right there.
The company wouldn't talk, but they sent an email saying, yes, that is the skull. But it weighs a lot, and we need to wait for the right equipment so we can move it without damaging it. They told the Reese's this T-Rex is probably worth between $1 and $2 million, which means the Reese's could end up getting a couple $100,000. Shane Reese wants a museum to buy it. But there are a lot of private buyers, especially overseas. Japan buys a lot of dinosaurs.
It really does belong in a museum and not in a private collection where only one person gets to enjoy it.
It may end up in a private collection.
If they pay more, I'm okay with it.
Pete Larson runs the Black Hills Institute, one of the biggest private fossil companies in the world. He says the more people digging up fossils, the better.
Fossils are abundant on the face of the earth. There are millions and millions of fossils that are destroyed every year by weathering. If we don't collect them, what do? They go to nothing. They are plant food.
Larson says there is this little window of time between when a fossil starts to peek out of the ground after a rainstorm or a snowmelt and when it crumbles to dust. More private collectors mean more fossils getting saved. Shane and C.B. Reese tell me this is true. They grew up seeing fossils all over their ranch. They take me to a place where they've seen a lot of them.
Oh my God, right here.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
Rib into
there. Oh, that's like a shoulder blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to Reese Ranch.
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.
Dinosaurs lived a long time ago. They were terrible lizards, don't you know? Some ate plants and some ate meat. Some ate fish and some ate beets.